cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale this Thursday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Hello, my friends. I'm Jeff Yalden, celebrity teen and family life coach, renowned youth motivational speaker, and teen author. For 20 years, I've traveled all over the world, touching hearts and changing lives. You have questions, I have answers. I am here for you. And together, I hope to bring purpose, passion, and direction to your life and your family. Hello, my friends. This is Jeff Yalden, The Jeff Yalden Show. I'm honored and excited to my friends in the Boston area. Thanks again for taking time out of your day to listen to the show. For parents and teenagers, I'm excited that I get to share my message. I want to give a great shout-out to Opponaquit High School and East Boston High School. We had an awesome visit with you this week. I'm honored that I was able to bring my message to you. To my friends listening worldwide, thanks again for being a supporter of the Jeff Yalden Show. I'm in the studio with my media marketing director, Chelsea Nicole. We're honored to be here. And we have a special guest that's going to be calling in, Mr. Wayne Denner from Ireland, who is a digital expert and the author of Tips on How to Beat the Cyber Bully. When he calls in, we're going to go live with him, and we have a bunch of questions to ask him. But here we are. We have Chelsea in studio. Chelsea, welcome to the show again.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, Jeff.
So, Chelsea, you have a teenage boy. What do you think is one of the greatest issues that our teenagers are facing, like bullying, cyberbullying? What would your son say is the difference between bullying and cyberbullying?
I don't really think there's a difference, except that one is happening online and one is happening in the hallways of school, in person, face to face. And I think that's what makes cyberbullying a little bit more dangerous, because people are hiding behind an avatar. They're a little bit more anonymous.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I hate the most, is people feel that behind a computer, they can use a username to say anything they want. Therefore, they feel like they're this big macho person and can just start tearing people apart because they're using a name. And that name is like, it could be like, Joe Bear 123 or something like that. And they feel that they could just start tearing people apart because nobody knows who the person is behind that. And also, people can continue to set up different usernames to stay anonymous, but yet to tear people apart.
And even if they're not anonymous, even if you know who that person is, it's happening outside of school grounds. So is it all of a sudden okay just because it's outside of school and it's happening online? And what are the rules there then? You know, when, and I know that on Facebook, for example, you can report certain users that are being offensive.
Well, one of the things, yeah, on Facebook you can report. I don't know how much Facebook really monitors the complaints, but I remember years ago I was a victim of trawling. And basically what it was about three or four kids that kept following every move that I made, and they were all over my Facebook account. They were threatening my daughters. They were threatening to blow up the motorhome with everyone being shot and killed in it.
Wow.
They were threatening, like, sexual comments of following my daughters in a store and what they would do. It got so bad. And the thing, you know, You got to ignore it. Let's make sure that our audience understands. You have to ignore it. You have to let it go. You can't take it personally. But I'll tell you what, they broke me. They broke me. I snapped. I went off. So I got involved with the police and lawyers, and basically what everyone said is what they're doing, the law has not caught up to the activity that happens on the internet, so there was nothing that they can really do.
Wow.
So the scary thing is bullying happens in school for the most part. It happens on the playground, on the athletic field, and what happens is most of the time the teachers aren't there because it's in the hallways, on the school buses, so there's hearsay. You could say something about it, but, you know, it's your word versus their word. What I want people to understand, cyberbullying today for teenagers is so severe, and we as adults don't understand because we never had to go through it. Like, Chelsea, when we went to school and we got... we'd go to school, we had the bullying, but at 2 or 3 o'clock, we were able to leave and go home.
Yes.
There was no email, there was no texting, no Pinterest, no Instagram, no Foursquare, no Buffer, no whatever. They have Facebook or anything. The problem with young people today is that the cyberbullying, aside from the bullying, is 24 hours a day.
And it can you can maybe delete it off of your profile, but you can't, unless you get the comment removed, you can't delete it from the other person's profile and from all the other students or all the other public being able to see it. So that's another problem. But I had, with my son, he was the victim of cyberbullying. I reported it to Facebook, and within about 15 minutes, the comments were actually removed.
That's interesting. Within 15 minutes of the phone call?
Within 15 minutes of my son being cyberbullied through Facebook, there were certain words being used in the post that were offensive, and Facebook within 15 minutes publicly removed those comments.
Wow, that's awesome. So major props to Facebook for protecting the young, because sometimes the young, it can't be deleted, and whatever's out there, not just is on one page, but it's on the person who posted it. It's on their pages. It just multiplies. I have on the line right now Mr. Wayne Denner calling in from Ireland, and he is the author of the ebook for parents and educators, Tips on How to Beat the Cyberbully. Wayne, thank you for giving us a call all the way from Ireland. Tell me a little bit about you, and you're calling from Ireland. You speak in Ireland. Is bullying an issue in Ireland as it is here in America?
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for having me on the show today. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, globally, online bullying is on the increase. We have a number of issues here in Ireland and the UK. In fact, there was a recent survey which was carried out by the UK communications agency Ofcom, and which they identified that 43% of children aged 5 to 15 have a social networking profile. This growth is going to continue to increase. So really, you can see stemming off the back of that the issues that are going to be connected in around cyberbullying. So what I do ultimately is I go out and I talk to young people about the issues connected with cyberbullying and the issues connected that parents need to be aware about, and really helping educators understand the way young people are communicating now.
That's interesting. Did you say 43% of young people?
Yeah, it's shocking. 43% of children aged 5 to 15 have a social networking profile. So the parents are buying the technology for the young people, but really with no understanding to where these young people can go when they use the technology. We've had a number of issues in Ireland and the UK which are directly related to cyberbullying. There has been a number of teenage suicides as a result of what's been taking place on platforms such as Ask FM. And there's been a number of repercussions as a result of that, and impacts that young people have had as a result of things which have taken place online. So really what I'm trying to do is go out and educate the young people and the parents. Cyberbullying, unfortunately, will continue to be a major problem for our young people if we don't take steps to implement education. I believe education to be the fundamental, the cornerstone to what we need to do to educate the young people, the parents, and ultimately the educators. But it's not just education on cyberbullying. It's the damage that cyberbullying can in fact cause. And we've seen in the UK in the past month, as I just alluded to, we've had two suicides, one in Scotland and one in England.
You know, Wayne, it's interesting, and to my friends that are listening out there, this is the Jeff Yalden Show, Celebrity Teen and Family Life Coach. I'm talking to Wayne Denner, the author of Tips on How to Beat the Cyberbully. Wayne's calling in from Ireland. You know, Wayne, it's interesting. Someone once asked me, how often do I hear about teenage suicide? And that really stopped me in my tracks, because, Wayne, I honestly hear about teen suicide probably 4 to 5 times a week. As a matter of fact, many schools that have to deal with the loss of a child, after a couple of weeks and they get back to normal, they bring me in and invite me in to speak to the kids. And it's not that I really address suicide so much. I'll probably say the same things that any parent or administrator will say, like, you know, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Unfortunately, that child is not walking back through the door, but we need to get back to great school spirit, great school morale, providing a school or a building where people feel comfortable and safe to engage in learning. And the sad thing, like you were talking about, cyberbullying and bullying too has such incredible damaging emotional damage to the psyche that I don't think we're teaching young people today how to have coping skills or problem solving skills. And so they think the littlest thing happens and they think it's the end of the world. And the last result is, you know, what am I going to do? And they think to take their own life. To my people that are listening, and I know Wayne is going to agree with what I'm saying, what happens in your life now is not forever, but the greatest thing that we can do is not to try and prove people wrong, say they're wrong, engage in the conversation. We need to ignore it and we need to move on. You said earlier, Wayne, cyberbullying is at the beginning and it's only going to get worse. And then you talked about education and taking steps. What do you mean by cyberbullying, like right now, getting worse?
Well, it's on the increase across the world. There's been a number of issues in a number of different countries, and it's all stemming back. And you mentioned a couple of key points there in what you were talking about, talking about resilience. And I talk to young people about building coping skills. And the big problem and the big challenge is a lot of the times what they see online, they don't have the coping skills or the coping mechanisms to deal with this. So what we're trying to do is encourage resilience within our young people. We're trying to build that resilience. And, you know, we're trying to let them know that it's okay, that they will come across stuff online that they might find upsetting. They will come across people making comments on their Facebook page or making comments about them on Twitter or saying things that they may not agree with. So what I'm trying to do when I go out and talk to young people is trying to encourage them to understand that that's okay. There will be things that they will upset them, but need to have the resilience. But we want as educators, what we want as parents is to encourage and build that resilience within our children or young people from a very, very young age. The internet is going to continue to expand. It's here to stay. When it comes to cyberbullying, Jeff, you know, students who engage in cyberbullying are often motivated by anger, revenge, or frustration. Sometimes they actually do it for entertainment because they're bored. They might have too much time in their hands.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you, Wayne. And I tell probably the same as that you tell your audiences, young people need to engage in extracurricular activities. They need to get involved in what's available in your community or your school, because the more involved you are, the greater it is for your self-esteem and the less likely you'll engage in negative behavior. So I want to shout out to what you just said again. The internet is here to stay. Young people are often doing it because they're bored. It was like when we were young, we would go ring and run doors at night, go like knock on the door, and then we go run and hide. They come to the door. We're laughing in the trees like, ha ha, look at what we did. Kids aren't doing that outside anymore. They're not outside playing. They're on the computer. They're on the internet. And it's kind of like cyberbullying is the new ringing and running from what we did when we were growing up.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I talked earlier on about that UK report which Ofcom carried out. I mean, they identified the media habits of 3 and 4 year olds. So they carried out their research to identify that 3 and 4 year olds now actually have media habits. That scared me. You know, we got to go back. We got to get our children outside. We got to get our children engaging with extracurricular activities that you just mentioned.
Give me an example. 3 to 4 year olds have trouble aiming. They can't even pee in a toilet. What kind of media habits do they have?
Well, if you think about it, you know, many parents now, and I've talked to parents recently, and I was participating in a local group where we were talking about what young people are doing online, and it was so interesting to hear that some of the parents were saying, well, they actually allow their children to watch dinosaur videos on YouTube. So again, they're being exposed to the technology from a very, very young age. They're using technology, they're using things like iPads in order to do phonics, in order to do problem solving. So they're exposed to the technology for a very, very young age. But what parents are forgetting about is that this technology has a tendency to get a hold on these young people from a very, very, very young age, that if we don't monitor the usage, and that report also went on to say that some young people, in fact, are using 17 hours per week they're spending online using the internet.
17 hours a week young people are online using the internet. Wayne, we're going to take a quick break. We're listening to the Jeff Yalden Show on WMRC 1490. When we come back, we're speaking with the author of Tips on How to Beat the Cyberbully, digital media expert Wayne Denner from Ireland. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about parents and what they can do to curb this problem. We'll be right back.
And now the 1490 forecast for this afternoon. Sunshine, a lot of it. Our high temperature in the low to mid-70s with just light winds. It'll be clear for the most part tonight, low to 48. Another chilly start tomorrow, Saturday, with lots of sunshine to follow, with the temperature moving up to 78. Becoming mostly cloudy, not as cold, low in the upper 50s tomorrow night. Sunday, mostly cloudy, some breaks of sun, maybe some showers around, breezy. Our high will be in the mid-70s. That all moves out for Monday. Looks like a great day to start the work week. Sunshine and low 70s.
Hey, look, it's Vince Wilfork.
Hey, Vince, any chance we can get a...
an autograph?
Slice of that awesome pizza?
Oh.
Introducing Big Y's Invincible Pizza, loaded with fresh meats, mozzarella cheese, tomatoes, peppers, onions, and basil pesto. It's everything you love about the Invincible sandwich. Hold the lettuce.
I know you're not trying to take the last piece.
Hey, just trying to keep over you, Vince.
It ain't gonna happen, man.
Big Y's new Invincible Pizza. It's in a league all its own.
As autumn draws closer, the Sardinia family of Dunkin' Donuts invites you to enjoy America's favorite coffee, just one of the delicious beverages available. And this month, try the great selection of pumpkin beverages, like pumpkin white chocolate or pumpkin mocha. And you can take it on the go with pumpkin packaged coffee and K-Cup packs. Or how about something cold or refreshing, like a frozen pumpkin coffee culotta? How about hot or iced apple cider? Don't forget National Coffee Day of September the 29th. Enjoy a free, small, hot or iced coffee. Pumpkin is the flavor of the month. Stop in. Grab yours today. Only available at Dunkin' Donuts.
WMRC, Massachusetts Radio Station of the Year.
Good morning, Jupiter's Fast 6.
Rick Michaels here with you. Welcome into WMRC Daybreak.
There was a lot going on last night throughout high school football.
That's it, everybody. It's Ray Osher.
Living for the weekend.
This is just an absolute fantastic cause. WMRC, the hospital. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
What are you doing in Hopedale today, Liz?
I'm enjoying listening to WMRC.
Yes!
WMRC, proud to serve our community as Massachusetts Radio Station of the Year.
Welcome back to the Jeff Yalden Show. We're talking to Wayne Denner from Ireland, digital media expert and the author on Tips on How to Beat the Cyberbully. Wayne is a youth speaker and he's a parent and educational communicator on what we can do about bullying and cyberbullying and helping parents work with their children that feel that they're the victim of being cyberbullied. Wayne just said to me that 17 hours a week our young people are online. You know, Wayne, is it 17 hours, or what about our kids on Twitter, our kids on Facebook, our kids on Instagram? They're all over the place, and sometimes they get woken up in the middle of the night. I have Chelsea in here, and Chelsea is the mother of a 13-year-old son, my media and marketing director. Chelsea, how long is Caden online during the week?
Well, I try to limit his use of the internet, but he is on after school at least. If I didn't limit him, he'd be on all night, maybe 2-3 hours a night. But I know the importance of him unplugging, getting outside, doing something different. He's also involved in extracurricular activities. So I have to set guidelines for him.
Well, I think there's another example, Wayne, of a parent being heavily involved in their kid's life, that if we don't limit the use of the computer or the iPad or the cell phone, like she said, 2 to 3 hours, but if she doesn't monitor it, there's 5, 6, 7 hours that go by like that. So, Wayne, what do you think parents can do? What advice can you give parents so that they can help their kids?
I think what Chelsea said there is absolutely 100% right. We do need to think about limiting the time that young people are spending online. I believe, and I say this all the time, that with parents there's a duty of care, and I believe that parents can be doing more. Many parents that I speak to when I carry out workshops in schools are actually, Jeff, really afraid of the technology, especially older parents. They see that their children are far more advanced than they are when it comes to social media platforms, and I am encouraging parents to get up to speed. There is a lot that parents can do. And when I talk to parents, I talk to them about, don't be afraid of the technology. It's actually not that hard to work out. But the thing about the technology is, if we look at Facebook, for example, the growing demographic on Facebook is female 55 plus. So I'll repeat that again. Female 55 plus is a growing demographic on Facebook. It's not our kids. They've moved on to different platforms. They're on to Snapchat. They're on to Instagram. They're on to Whisper. They're on to the emerging platforms, Ask FM. Because what happens is, children love the technology. They love the anonymity that the internet provides. They can go online. They can ask questions. So parents really need to start talking to their children. Just like Chelsea has said, she's talking to her child about not being online. She's encouraging them to go outside and do extracurricular activities, and those are all great. But parents can, of course, be aware of bullying and what it is online. And the bullying is slightly different than the traditional offline bullying that they may be aware of.
Right. And
intervention as early as possible is key.
Yeah, we talked about that before you came on, the difference between bullying and cyberbullying. For the most part, bullying happens when you're present in school. It happens on the athletic field, on the bus, in the hallway. Where cyberbullying, with Wayne Denner, the author of Tips on How to Beat the Cyberbully, a digital expert from Ireland, talks to us about cyberbullying, the internet, the media, and what parents can do to help the teenagers. And there's a lot of truth that most of your female or Facebook population is 55 years old and female, but our teenagers have moved away from Facebook, and now we're getting on Twitter and Instagram, and it's like they don't think Facebook is cool. So parents, I think one of the things is, and Chelsea, you're a media digital expert too, a lot of parents today are afraid to look stupid because they don't know how much their kids do with clicking through websites and these different online programs. Chelsea was even saying to me that she wakes up an hour early every day to read about social media and all these new apps that are coming out. Parents need to get involved. And I'll tell you one other question I have. Wayne, what do you think is the percentage of parents that know their children's Facebook password, that know their computer password, their kids' iPhone, smartphone password? I think it's smaller than what we think.
I don't think it's very high. I think that teenagers especially, they feel like if they give away their username and password, the parents are going to be breaching their privacy. But at the same time, if we don't know what's going on, they may not speak up. It's important for us to see what's happening, but probably not very high, because teenagers especially don't want to give that information to their parents.
Well, absolutely. When you talk about privacy, as a mother, what privacy does your children have? You're the mother. This is your cell phone. You bought the cell phone. You paid for the cell phone. You pay the bill on the cell phone. So as a parent, what privacy does your child have that they can use the media and the internet, the worldwide internet, without their parents' permission or without letting their parents know what they're doing? You're listening to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490. We have Wayne Denner from Ireland, the author of Tips on How to Beat the Cyberbully and Digital Expert, back with us. Wayne, have you come back to us?
I am here.
That's great. I appreciate that. I'm glad you came back. We're talking, Chelsea and I are talking about parents and their children privacy, and I'm asking Chelsea, what privacy do you think your child has when you pay all the bills?
Well, I think there's a fine line because the kids also use social media for expression, so we don't want them, we want them to feel like they can express themselves and chat with their friends and not have their parents looking over their shoulder watching every single little post that they say or interaction that they have with their friends online. And then on the other side of it, there's the safety and there's the monitoring and making sure that what's going on online is appropriate and that there's nothing that your child is engaging in that puts them in any emotional danger or...
We're talking to Wayne Denner, digital media expert from Ireland. Wayne, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of debate, Jeff, in the media in Ireland and UK in relation to snooping on your child online. Should parents engage in that? Again, it's back to that duty of care, which I talked about a couple of moments ago. Parents do have that duty of care if they're buying the technology, if it's within the family home, if they're using these devices. So yes, I'm in favor that we need to understand that we need to be aware of what our children are doing online. But we also need to be very aware that when our children do go online, the internet is a place where children go. It's like the playground. So, and sometimes they can move through time zones, they can move through different countries, they can strike up different conversations with different people, they can join groups, they can join social media platforms, they can do a lot of stuff, they can share a lot of content, they can be posting a lot of information. So we do as parents need to be aware of what our children are doing online and fundamentally where they're going and who they're talking to online.
Right. I think trust is a matter of time. And I always say it's your responsibilities and obligations before your rights and privileges. And I think it's a parent's responsibility and obligation to teach their young people how to properly and responsibly use the internet. And then when the kids can show that they're responsible out on the internet, then the parents can kind of, you know, give them a longer leash. Something happened yesterday. Chelsea and I were at East Boston High School and we met a young kid who has 37,000 followers on Instagram just because somehow he got connected with Jaden Smith. As many of you know, Jaden Smith is Will Smith's son. So Jaden Smith, through a shout out, he got 37,000 followers. And the reason I'm talking about this, I noticed this young kid on Instagram. He's in ninth grade, I think 10th grade. And I started watching some of his posts last night. And I was very proud to see that what he was putting out there, he was very responsible. He was very appropriate. And I think he knew that with such a big following, he had to be careful about the words that he was using and what he was posting. So I think a lot of our kids need to understand that. Again, you are listening to the Jeff Yaldin Show. We are on WMRC 1490 Celebrity Teen and Family Life Coach. I have on the line right now digital expert Wayne Denner from Ireland, who wrote the book on tips on how to beat the cyber bully. Wayne, let me ask you something. What is some other advice for parents that you would share with them so that they can do more to build the trust in their children?
Yeah, I mean, trust is fundamental, Jeff, and you mentioned it there, and I think you're absolutely right. And it all boils back to really parents having conversations with their children. Parents can learn an awful lot from their children in relation to what goes on online. They can also get to understand the platforms through their children in terms of how they're using them, who they're talking to, who they're engaging with. You know, and I know people and I know young people who've got thousands and thousands of followers. And yes, you mentioned posting responsible content. When I talk to young people in schools, I don't come down on them and I don't talk to them about the negative aspects of cyberbullying, because what we're trying to do here is change a behavior. And that's, as you know, very, very difficult to do. And that can take a long time and it can take a lot of work. So when I go out to talk to young people, Jeff, and when I talk to parents, I talk to those young people about responsible use of social media. I talk about the benefits of social media. I talk about how they can use social media to enhance their career and life aspirations. So I sell it to them in such a way that they get to understand that social media can be a force for good if used effectively.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it can also be a force for negative.
I think one of the things I want to share with the audience is, and I know most adults know this, before you post something, you have to think, would my mother be offended by what I'm writing? Or not just that, but you have to think about prospective employers, what they might think as a result of what you had just posted online. I know something interesting happened to me. One of my clients was following me online for about 6 months on my professional site and my personal site before they made the decision to hire me. So young people, before you post, stop, remember the four T's, take time to think before you're going to post anything, because you're going to post something and there's a chance it's going to have consequences. You're listening to the Jeff Yaldin Show on WMRC 1490. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more conversation with digital expert Wayne Denner. We'll be right back.
Only at Restaurant 45 in Medway can you and your family enjoy delicious entrees made from the freshest, finest ingredients. Experience the high quality of service found only at Restaurant 45. At Restaurant 45, you will find a relaxed atmosphere, delicious cuisine, and three private function rooms, as Restaurant 45 caters to corporate gatherings, family functions, with a full catering menu. And takeout is available as well. At Restaurant 45, you can find a unique variety of steaks, fresh seafood, homemade pizza, great specials at Restaurant 45 in Medway. Combining fast and friendly service with a variety of quality dishes is no wonder their customers have been coming back to enjoy their menu and atmosphere for years. Call Restaurant 45 and make your next event a memorable one with their first-class catering service, or come on in to begin your night out. Call 508-533-8171. Restaurant 45 in Medway, 508-533-8171.
Here at WMRC, we stay connected with you through a multimedia program. We've got WMRCDailyNews.com, news and information, our media center, Steals and Deals Marketplace. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to stay socially connected. We've got the 1490 Society. You can sign up at WMRCDailyNews.com. And, of course, 1490 on your radio dial. More ways to stay connected with you through our multimedia program. WMRC. Proud to be your hometown station.
Now give me reason to live. You give me reason to live. You give me reason to live. You give me reason to live.
Welcome back to the Jeff Yaldin Show. You are listening to Wayne Denner and Jeff Yaldin and my media marketing expert, Chelsea Nicole. We're talking about internet, we're talking about cyberbullying, what parents can do to help their kids. We're talking about teenagers, what they can do to deal with being a victim of cyberbullying. Wayne Denner, I'm honored you're calling in all the way from Ireland, the author of Tips on How to Beat the Cyberbully. Wayne, do you think technology is a good thing, and at what age as parents should we start getting our kids involved?
The interesting thing about this, Jeff, is I made a comment recently in the media in the UK about this, and some people didn't like it. You know, my take on technology is that I don't think technology isn't positive, it isn't negative, but it isn't neutral either. It's how our young people and how our parents and how our adults are using technology to communicate, which is the problem. So it's the way it's being used. So it's neither positive, it's neither negative, nor indeed is it neutral. It's in fact how it's being used. And this is where education plays a central role in all this. All that we've talked about tonight is the education of our young people to use it responsibly, and also to our adults to set a positive example about how they're using it. There's been a number of cases I alluded to earlier on in the media in the UK, and if we talk about extending that on to the online reputation, there was a case not that long ago where the UK's first police youth commissioner. So this was a 17-year-old girl in the United Kingdom who got the job to become the UK's first youth police commissioner. This job paid £17,000 a year, and this was a huge opportunity for this young person. But as a result of comments that she made on Twitter when she was 14 years of age, she was forced to resign from that position because of comments that she had made on Twitter, made her post untenable.
Exactly. Do you think, this is going to be interesting, many of our celebrities, do you think they have someone that does all their social media, like a PR person, or do you think they do it? And when you look at the NFL and many of our professional athletes, they have classes on what to say, how to say it, what not to say, to stop and think before you're posting something. Don't post something based on emotion. Don't post something based on anger. What's your thought about that?
Yeah, I think that there's two chains of thought on that. I know over here in the UK and Ireland, and indeed in Europe, some of the celebrities do in fact have PR agents who are managing and running those accounts on their behalf. But that is increasingly beginning to change, where the celebrities themselves are actually taking control of these accounts. And it's a great opportunity for young people to be able to engage with these celebrities. But we talked earlier on about the duty of care that parents have. I also believe, and I've said this before in the media, that the celebrities themselves also have a responsibility that the content and the images and the stuff that they're sharing via their Twitter or their Instagram is appropriate for the audience, Jeff.
Because
they're the role models that young people look up to, and they need to be setting the example.
I appreciate you saying that. It's not just the parents that need to set the example on how and when they use their iPhone. Like, you're at the dinner table, it's all remove our iPhones. I know in my family, at 8 p.m., all electronics go off. I think that's really important, because that's a time when you can bond together. Because the electronics, our kids are going to go upstairs to their bedroom. They're going to spend all night on Twitter, Facebook. They'd rather be texting their friends than engaging in a conversation with their family. But I think you hit it on the nail. Our celebrities that have thousands and millions of followers need to set the example of how and when to appropriately use social media, their smartphones and their computers. Set that example, because so many people are looking up to them. So if they set the example and they live the truth, young people know that the truth is still out there. I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
Technology isn't going anywhere. That's the bottom line. It's here to stay. But the problem is how we communicate. And do you think education is doing enough to teach our young people about how to use technology for it to be productive, rather than using technology for, like, social networking? Does that make sense?
I think in schools, and I know, and I'm speaking for schools that I know in the UK and Ireland, I think they're making efforts, but I do believe more can be done. I think that there's a massive opportunity to educate young people about the responsible aspects of social media, about the responsible uses of social media. And when I go out and I talk to young people, I talk about my story. When I first got involved in technology back in 1999, setting up Ireland's first social network website, before Bebo, before MySpace, before Twitter, before any of these platforms were on the horizon, and how I built that to 83,000 users. I developed that into a business idea at 18 years of age. So I tell that story to young people. But in my opinion, Jeff, educators need more education about the problem so that they can respond to it more effectively. So if there is problems, if there is challenges about young people being bullied online or young people being abused online, that they know how to respond to it more effectively. Many educators struggle with the extent to where they should get involved and how they should draw the line onto what happens in school and what happens outside of school.
Yeah, I think part of our advisory periods in school, a lot of schools are moving towards like an 18-minute advisory period where there's a homeroom teacher or whatever advisory teacher that gets to share their story or talk to kids about certain issues. And we've become so inundated with standardized tests and test taking and this test and that test. And we've become a society that is preparing our kids to prepare them for some exam, when I think we also have to start preparing our kids for real life, such as, you know, we've gotten away from simple things like the handshake. We've gotten away from please and thank you. You're welcome. Excuse me. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. We've gotten away from the simple things of, like, when you're engaging in a conversation and looking someone in the eyes and being present in that moment, where some of our best conversations are left between, you know, you're texting each other, but you're still in the same room.
And that's the thing, Jeff. You hit it on the head. You know, there's been a fundamental shift in communication. There's been a fundamental shift in the way young people communicate with each other. They communicate in a digital space. It's how they roll. It's how they operate. The thing about it is we need to get back to those handshakes. We need to get back to those eye contact. And I love nothing more than to get out and to talk to young people. But it's very, very difficult because young people now, a lot of young people don't know how to hold a good conversation offline.
Yeah, we're becoming a society of a bunch of socially awkward misfits, not just teenagers, but I think as adults, too. You are listening to the Jeff Yalden Show on WMRC, First Class Radio 1490, and on demand in the Media Center at www.WMRCDailyNews.com, where you can listen live or download for your listening later. I have on the line right now digital media expert and cyberbully expert Wayne Denner from Ireland, the author on tips on how to beat the cyberbully. Wayne, what do you think teachers can do? You know, they're so stressed, and teachers, I thank you for having the greatest profession in the world, being a teacher and an educator, motivator to inspire young people. But, Wayne, I think one of the things teachers can do, teach young people the importance of time management. Someone said to me the other day that they post on Facebook twice, once in the morning, once at night. Chelsea, you were in on that conversation the other day. I think we were talking to Kim about that. You know, we don't need to be on it all the day. If we post once, like in the morning, and maybe we post once in the evening, we're keeping in touch with all of our friends. So I don't think there's really a need to just, you don't need to post 50 times a day. And I think sometimes I'm the victim of that. Whenever I'm at speaking engagements, I get kind of excited. And Chelsea, I know today, put a lot of things on Instagram, but we had a great assembly there. Wayne, as far as the kids' reputation, what is important for our teenagers to understand about their reputation online?
In a nutshell, Jeff, they need to understand that 90% of recruiters carry out a search on their name before they consider inviting them for interview. Online reputation is so important. I can't stress that enough. When I go into colleges and I talk to young people 16 plus, you know, that's effectively too late a lot of the times because there is content out there about them. So I'm talking to them about putting their best foot forward in terms of things that they post online, images that they post up online.
It's interesting.
Comments that they make.
Right. 10 years ago, we had a resume where people would hire us from a resume. Your resume is your online presence now.
Yeah, and absolutely. Your resume is your online presence. You don't even, you know, a lot of employers now aren't actually looking for a traditional CV, which you and I used to type up and we used to send into jobs. They're now looking online. They're Googling your name. They're carrying out a quick search on Google. They're seeing what's out there about you. And I talk about how you can create positive content online, how you can create positive information about yourself, how you can look at building a personal brand about yourself.
Absolutely.
But there is a lot of stuff out there that young people aren't aware of, the things that they say online. And I talked about Paris Brown a couple of moments ago, that UK's first youth police commissioner.
Yep.
She didn't know that the things that she posted on when she was 14 years of age would come back to haunt her when she's 17.
That's
so that online reputation is very important.
Your resume today is your character, because your character is who you are, your presence online. So it's interesting that character education is playing such a significant role today. We talk about it with young people, but the bottom line is your character is who you are online. It's like what you're going to write, what your presence is. I like what you said about young people developing a brand.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you start early. Start, you know, when you're at secondary school or you're at high school, start thinking about your blogging. Start thinking about posting things out there that really interest you. If you want to become an astronaut, start blogging about being an astronaut. You know, posting out good content which people can pick up, and then when somebody carries out a quick search in your name, they're seeing lots of positive things about you and what you like to talk about and who you are as an individual.
I like that, Wayne. We're going to talk more about that. Chelsea, you had something to add to this?
No, I really agree with him. I thought that was very well said, Wayne.
Wayne, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Jeff Yalden Show. When we come back, we're talking to digital media expert Wayne Denner from Ireland, the author of Tips on How to Beat the Cyberbully. When we come back, we're going to teach young people, and my parents and the adults need to understand, develop a brand online. That's like your storefront. We'll be right back.
Blackstone Valley Tech, stories of success.
Predominantly, my business is in manufacturing. We own and operate a local industrial distributorship. So my story is I came to Valley Tech after really failing at a different environment. I was not a great academic then, but what I did was I learned success, and I learned that hard work and focus and keeping your word can achieve positive results. So I was able to achieve academic success after achieving success in the shop.
Blackstone Valley Tech, moving forward together.
And now, a very important message from your friends at Camp Bow Wow in Bellingham. Summer is often a time when people fertilize their lawns and work in their gardens. But beware, plant food fertilizer and insecticides can be fatal if your pet ingests them. In addition, more than 700 plants can produce physiologically active or toxic substances in sufficient amounts to cause harmful effects in animals. If you're going away for an extended period, consider Camp Bow Wow Day Camp or Overnight Camp. Check them out at CampBowWow.com.
Welcome back to the Jeff Yalden Show, my friends. We are talking about cyberbullying and online presence with digital media expert Wayne Denner from Ireland, also the author of Tips on How to Beat the Cyberbully. I'm honored. I'm Jeff Yalden. I'm your host of the Jeff Yalden Show, teen life coach. I speak to high schools and middle schools, colleges and universities all over the country, and I'm honored to bring you a radio show on Fridays that works with families and parenting and teenagers. And right now we're talking about cyberbullying with digital expert Wayne Denner. We're talking about how to help kids develop an online reputation. And too often our kids go online without thinking about their presence online, but yet employers today are looking back at the kids' resume, not just where they've worked, when they worked, but a kid's online resume today is who they are on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and the type of photos that they're putting out there. One of the things that, Wayne, I don't know if you heard about this in Ireland, but talking about cyberbullying, we had a young man about 2 years ago in New York City that his roommate was videotaping him having sexual relations with another man. Then the young man posted that on Facebook. Everyone got caught. Everyone got caught up in it. And the young man felt that the only way to handle this was to end his life. And he jumped off the George Washington Bridge. God bless his family. God bless his friends. I think this is a very unfortunate incident. But the reality is a lot of our young people, like we talked about, don't have coping skills and how to deal with this and everything. So I think it's really sad about where we're going in the age of technology and not teaching our kids coping skills and problem-solving skills. Before we went to break, Wayne, you were talking about helping kids develop a brand. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about, you know, encouraging those young people. And when I go to speak to schools, I talk about the positive uses I've just said about social media. But I also take it one step further, and I talk about online reputation management and what that means. You know, young people don't take any consideration a lot of the times to the information that they post out there. They don't pay attention to their privacy settings on Twitter and Facebook. And they don't understand fundamentally that 90% of those recruiters, when they go to apply for a job, are going to be checking them out online. But not the recruiters. What about the colleges? What about the universities who are maybe screening and looking up people who are applying for different programs? So I have a couple of tips that I share with young people, and you hit it on the nail on the head earlier on when you talked about thinking about posting stuff. I go stop, think, and then post. And only post it out there if you're happy with your grandma seeing it. So I take it right back to the grandmas of this world, and I say if the grandmas are happy with it, then post it out there.
But what was it you said, Wayne? Stop, think, and then post?
Yeah, absolutely. Stop, think, and then post. That's my message to young people when I talk to them. Stop, think, post.
Yeah, I always share like the four C's. You know, sometimes we get angry or emotionally caught up in something, and I say, be calm, stay collected, be in control, and I don't know what the other C is right now, the four C's. Be cool, be calm, be collected, and stay in control of your emotions. And I think young people need to understand that. But Wayne, it's so easy that I have a smartphone right in front of me, and it's easy to just text, going to baseball practice. I'll chat with you later. You know, Wayne, who cares?
Well, we've become very comfortably numb as well, Jeff, into the information that we're sharing. And if you, you know, I spend a lot of time when I'm carrying out research looking at platforms like Facebook and looking at Twitter, looking at Instagram, and, you know, really trying to understand the information that young people are posting out there, the information that young people are sharing about themselves. And it shocks me, Jeff, time and time again, that I see all this personal and private information being shared with the world. You know, that's the thing. It's scary. They don't think about the information that they post out there. They don't pay attention to the content with which they upload to social network websites, and they don't adjust those privacy settings accordingly to suit who they want to view their content online.
That's
they don't think about it.
Digital media expert Wayne Denner from Ireland is talking to kids and also families. I think parents need to teach their kids about helping adjust the privacy settings because, you know, you could be a 14-year-old girl, and Wayne, you know as well as I do, some girls, you don't know if they're 26 or 16 anymore, and some crazy person can see somebody post something about where they go to school, and all of a sudden, some crazy person could be like, oh, that's a very pretty young-looking girl, and they know that they go to ABC High School. That person could be stalking this person in the parking lot because most school parking lots are not monitored, so privacy settings. Wayne, what are some tips that you would give to teenagers about privacy and what not to put on the internet?
Well, you know, Jeff, how much drama it caused when we post idiotic things online. You know, the repercussions of that stuff, the rippling effect of where that stuff goes. It's very, very important that you think about adjusting your privacy settings on Facebook, for example. You know, look at who you're sharing your content to. Look at who you're sharing that information to. And pay attention to when Facebook and other platforms, for example, update those privacy settings because they change them all the time. You know, they want that information to be out there about people because that's how they make money. You know, that's how they can target advertisements to people. So look at your privacy settings, but also don't just look at your privacy settings online. Think about your privacy settings on your mobile or your smartphone. What are they set to? And I only came across something recently when I changed my privacy settings on my Facebook web version. When I went to my phone, those privacy settings were completely different. So they didn't carry across.
That's interesting. Now, are there privacy settings on, like, Instagram, Twitter? I know Foursquare is popular now. The Ask.fm, I don't understand, and I looked at it. I think it's stupid. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's, you know, are there privacy settings on all these different programs?
Yeah, there is, Jeff, but they're not easy to find. This is the problem. The young people don't know how to apply those privacy settings. The parents have no clue about what they need to be doing. The schools, a lot of the time, are struggling to really understand what platform's coming next. The local law enforcement, and indeed the law enforcement around the world, are struggling to keep up with the technology because it's changing all the time. You mentioned Ask FM a couple of moments ago. We have had 5 or 6 suicides in the past 18 months to 2 years in Ireland and the UK alone as a result of that platform. 65 million members on that platform. And you're absolutely right. Young people are going on there. They're posting questions. We don't understand that platform because we think, well, why would you go there? But it's the anonymity. It's the faceless. You can go on there, you can post questions, and you don't have to identify yourself as a result. You can be anonymous.
I don't like that anonymous thing. I want to make sure that our young people and parents understand this again. Suicide is a terrible thing that families and schools and friends and peers have to deal with. Unfortunately, I think we're at the very beginning of what we're about to see with young people. I want to encourage our educators and parents to really teach our young people problem-solving skills and coping skills. And as Wayne and I, digital media expert from Ireland, as we're talking about young people and parents and cyberbullying, one of the things that we need to really understand and teach our young people, the best thing they can do is not engage in the confrontation. They have to ignore it. They have to step aside. They have to count to 10. And they have to understand that most of the people that are victims of being bullied are bullies themselves. Is that right, Wayne?
Yeah, that is true. You know, the internet provides a faceless way to communicate with people. It provides a faceless way to bully young people. And absolutely, we do a lot of the times, Jeff, we focus very, very much on the victim, and that's very, very important. But we don't focus a lot on the bully. And a lot of the times you'll see that whenever a bully is identified, they're moved schools. And I believe that that's just moving the problem on. I believe we need to engage with those individuals. But as I always say, and as I say to schools when I talk to educators, it all stems back to education. And I don't believe, you know, that the schools are struggling to understand the technology. They're busy with teaching young people. The parents are struggling to understand it. So it's important for people like me to get out, to keep up to date with what the platforms are, how they're changing, and equally, how they're making our young people very, very vulnerable. Over 21% of 8 to 11-year-olds who have experienced cyberbullying online, more than a quarter, 27%, were targeted while playing a game online, Jeff.
Oh, I agree. My son, he's on Xbox all the time. You see his friends ringing in. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. 21% of 11-year-olds who have experienced cyberbullying online were targeted while playing a game. I mean, that's shocking. But the technology is here to stay. It's going to continue to grow, and it's also going to continue to have an increased impact on how young people communicate. So it's important that we educate, that we empower our young people, that we empower our parents, and that we have a joined-up approach between our law enforcement, between our social workers, between our teachers, and we make all these people work together. Up until we have
exactly.
the joined-up approach of working together and sharing, the problem will continue to present itself.
Well, the bottom line is this. It's not going anywhere. Technology is here to stay. Cyberbullying is going to continue to be a problem. My friends, I just spent a great amount of time talking to digital media expert and cyberbullying expert, youth motivational speaker Wayne Denner, called in from Ireland. Wayne, I appreciate your time. I look forward to chatting with you soon. As we're about to end the program, I want to spend some time talking to parents. I want you to understand what the school's role in this, because a lot of parents turn around and they want the school to fix the problem. Please understand, when schools try and get involved by disciplining the student for cyberbullying actions that took place off campus and outside of school hours, they are often sued for exceeding their authority and violating the student's free speech right. They also often lose. Schools can be very effective brokers in working with the parents to stop and remedy cyberbullying situations. And they can also educate the students on cyber ethics and the law. If schools are creative, this is the administration and teachers, they can sometimes avoid the claim that their actions exceeded their legal authority for off-campus cyberbullying actions. I recommend that a provision is added to the school's acceptable use policy, reserving the right to discipline the student for actions that are taken off campus if they are intended to have an effect on a student or they adversely affect the safety and well-being of a student while in school. This makes it a contractual, not a constitutional issue. Parents, one of the things you can do, start blaming the school and put the responsibility back where it belongs. I know parents need to get involved, but it's often one person that is bullied is often the bully to other people. So let's get away from the bullying and let's remember there are two things that I think develop great character. Respect for oneself, respect for others. Parents, this is not going away, as Wayne said it. Suicide is about to be an issue that we're going to deal with much greater than the suicide issue that we're dealing with today. And if schools can't teach our young people problem-solving skills and coping skills, and I don't think we should expect our schools to be the ones to teach it, I think the greatest teachable moment is the parents that have the kids and the quality time at home. My friends, you are listening to The Jeff Yalden Show on WMRC 1490. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being a fan of the show. And if you ever want to bring me to one of your local high schools, please visit www.jeffyalden.com and fill out one of our inquiry forms, and my assistant national coordinator, Kim, will get in touch with you and we'll do everything we can to bring me to your school. We had a great show today. Wayne Denner, digital media expert and the author on tips on how to beat the cyber bully, what a great hour we spent with him. And, of course, the beautiful Chelsea Nicole was in studio with me today. So I'm excited. I appreciate that I'm able to bring this to you every week. My friends, have a great weekend. Be an awesome family. And remember, get involved and have great communication. Y'all take care now.
This is NBC News Radio. At a farewell ceremony in Washington today for outgoing Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano,